Hello, my name's Hazel Russo. I'm a coach with the Professional Support Unit for London and the South East, and I'm delighted to welcome you to our podcast today. This podcast is introducing you to a simple guided mindful exercise which you can use at times you're feeling particularly stressed or anxious, or if you're finding it hard to slow down. It can be great to use before an exam, a training session, or anything else that you feel worried about. So the first thing I'm going to invite you to do is to sit back in your chair. If you're sitting on a chair with a back, to make sure that the back is supporting you, and to have your feet flat on the floor. And as I'm talking you through this, I will be doing the exercise with you. So I'm going to invite you, if you feel comfortable to close your eyes. If you don't feel comfortable to do that, that's absolutely fine. Allow your gaze to soften. And then just take a couple of deep breaths. Deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. And I'd like you to notice the sensation in the soles of your feet. So you feel the floor supporting you beneath your feet. And notice the sensation of the chair beneath and behind you, supporting you. I invite you to rest your hands gently on your lap. Face up or face down is fine either way. And notice the sensation in the palms of your hands. So there's a sense of being supported by the ground, by the chair, and noticing these sensations of support. Now I'd like you to take a couple of deep breaths again. Deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. And as you breathe out, allow the shoulders to soften. And continue with deep breaths in and a long, slow breath out. And on the out breath, we're going to allow this sense of softening around your shoulders, softening around the jaw, allowing your tongue to rest in the base of your mouth, softening around the eyes, around your forehead, softening at the back of the neck, the back of the head, the top of the head. Coming back to the feet, allowing the feet to soften, the legs to soften, the knees, the hips, allowing the torso to soften, back up to the shoulders, softening, down the arms to the elbows, softening, and down the arms to the wrists and the hands. And just take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out with this sense of softening and being supported. Now, when you're taking an in-breath and an out-breath, I'd like you to count. So you're counting the breath in. It might be to a count of 4 or 5 or maybe 7. And as you breathe out, breathing out to a count that may be longer than your in-breath. So it might be a count of 5 or 7 or 11, for example. Choose a count that feels right for you. So long, slow breaths in and longer, slow breaths out, counting as you're going. And if you notice that you've stopped counting and you're thinking about something else, that's absolutely fine. That's what the mind tends to do. So just bring your thoughts back to your counting and begin again at your next in-breath. Those long, slow breaths in and a longer, slow breath out. And I'd like you to take two more breaths in and out with the counting in your own time. There's no rush. So a long, slow breath in with the count, a long, slow breath out with the count, and then one more time. And when you're ready, just allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. You can let go of the counting, let go of the need to breathe in deeply. It may be that you are breathing in more deeply, and that's absolutely fine. And then once again, noticing the sensations in the soles of your feet, noticing the chair beneath and behind you, noticing the sensations in the palms of your hands, noticing any sounds that you can hear, might be in the room or outside. And give your fingers and toes a little wiggle. Whenever you feel ready, open your eyes and come back into the room. And just look around you, just notice a few things that you can see. Maybe take a couple of deep breaths. You might notice feeling perhaps more relaxed, slightly calmer than you felt at the beginning of the exercise. And this is a recording you can return to. So use this anytime you think it might be helpful to help you relax. There are also a wide range of other resources that you can explore about mindfulness and relaxation techniques. And there's an app called Headspace, which currently is free for all NHS staff. And that has a wide range of mindfulness exercises. So it's something that you might also find useful. Thank you very much.